Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
As kids head back to school, there's some very important information that you need to learn about, including this teacher in Houston who is conducting an interesting social experiment. Teachers are probably dealing with children passing gas frequently in the classrooms, especially the younger kids. So she has now designated a special fart corner in her classroom where the kids can simply go over, take a couple seconds to toot in the corner where nobody cares. Nobody can smell
it. That's where you do
it. And they get back to their seat. She says, I'm just trying to keep
like
the
like a grown
funk.
Man fart. That was not a child here. Fart.
There you go.
She says, I'm just trying to keep the funk in one area.
That's smart.
So she's got a TikTok video that's accumulated millions of views as of this morning where she's showing off her classroom. And yes, there indeed is a corner in the classroom, and she's got a sign up there that says fart corner.
Well,
do we not have shame anymore?
Wow. I think the kids probably dig it, right?
I guess. They think it's fun.
Yeah.
They like to go over there and look at people and like smile, give them a smirk. Like, yay.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Kids love tooting. I've been in the classrooms, you know, when my kids were younger in the elementary schools doing stuff or class parties. And it amazes me how many times those kids are farting in that classroom.
Just like,
I'm like, these poor teachers deal with enough.
Yeah, and they do it just fully aware too.
They don't even care. It's just to them. It's like whatever.
I mean, they're full. They're like lifting cheeks. Like, you know.
Yeah, they don't care.
No shame at all.
They do not care. So this teacher is like, you know, I'm tired of it. So if you need to do your business, go over here to the corner.
Yeah. Smart teacher.
So shifting gears, though, we got to be a little more serious.
Yes.
Because we got to talk about the drugs.
Well, and the older kids. Because well, that's the thing. Anyone who has a kid who is, you know, a teenager age, you have to have those conversations with them. Because that's when they start dabbling. They have to know that, you know, they're dangerous and stuff. And so hold up. Well, because now kids with parents, like, there's a whole new way of communicating. So now not only do you have to have the talk with your kids, you need to make sure you look through their phone so they're not having any secret conversations about
the drugs.
And now they have a whole new language in the emojis in which they discuss it. So the DEA, they came out, they're encouraging parents to talk with their kids about the dangers of illegal street drugs as they're heading back to school. But these emojis that they're using, they're coming out and telling the parents, you need to watch for these on your kids' cell phone because some of them can be used as a secret language.
So what about the crack?
Between drug users
and sellers.
If I'm
looking for the crack, what do I put on my screen?
Well, there's a different... Okay, so that's the thing is it's like, as far as different drugs, there's different emojis for what
they use. Well, I'm looking for the crack.
You're talking crack. Well, that's cocaine, right? Like,
yeah.
That's what that is. So
yes.
It's snowflakes, a snowman, a diamond, an eight ball. There's
eight
a
ball
key
there.
On
All right, let me
there.
Write this down so I know.
There's a smiley face with the tongue out, and there's also, it looks like a fish.
God.
I know. So it's like,
what if you put them all
over the place?
That's a lot of coke.
The only one that's like, this is what it is the mushrooms, which is
mushrooms.
That's the one. But everything else is trying to
hold on,
to
I got
be...
questions.
Sure.
What if I'm looking for the ecstasies?
Ecstasy is a heart, a lightning bolt, an X symbol, a piece of candy, or a pill emoji. Any of
God,
those.
There's too many.
I know. Like the heart emoji,
they need
especially,
like one.
It's like, wait a second. I use that.
It just needs
lot,
to be lightning.
And I ain't talking about that. But
what
they
about
have everything.
The pot weed?
The pot weed has a little swoosh, right? The smoke where you're like running so fast or smoke behind you. There's that one.
Yeah,
there's fire. Smoke. There's a palm tree, which is dumb. Everyone knows it's the evergreen tree. And then there's the little
up.
Face
what?
Where it's like, and then a four
What does
leaf
evergreens
clover?
Have to do with the pot weed?
Well, the trees.
The trees, yeah. Let me get some trees.
It's not a palm tree. That's not what, it's
but the palm
evergreen.
Tree kind of looks like a potweed leaf a little bit. Maybe.
I don't think they have an evergreen tree.
No, they do. It's a Christmas tree.
What else
tree.
Is there? The heroines.
Oh, yeah. It's a Christmas tree. Heroin is a brown heart and a green dragon.
Oh, see,
so
that one's simple. There's only
that's
two
a little
you got to
more...
worry about.
Yeah. So,
I'm out of drugs.
Well, they...
meth?
They have meth.
The
meth. Looks like a crystal ball, a blue heart, another diamond,
crystal
and
meth.
Then it has a little beaker.
Are we doing
what
meth
about
in
the
high
beer?
School?
Emoji?
What about beer? Is there just beer?
There's not a beer one.
Alcohol?
There's not a beer
Cigarettes?
Alcohol one. But again, that's...
Vaping?
Not... You're not really trying to
prostitution.
Deal those. Wow, no, there's none of those.
Copy my homework.
My goodness, no.
Is there anything innocent on there at all?
Not really, no.
Oh man,
cough syrup. There's
that's
that.
Not innocent.
It's a baby bottle. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for...
Be aware, parents.
Very good public service. You know? This was very informative. Thank you, Katie. Janessa says, I have a friendship dilemma. My birthday was a couple weeks ago, and one of my longtime friends, Tanisha, surprised me with a Coach purse. It was way more expensive than anything we normally exchange for birthdays. I was shocked. I thanked her a million times, told her how much I loved it. Later, I got curious. I did look up the purse online. It sells for about $500, which made me even more surprised that she spent that much money on me. Here's where it gets kind of awkward. I got a couple other friends who are really into designer purses. I showed it to them. They almost immediately started pointing out little things that didn't look right, like the stitching and the logo, some of the hardware. They are convinced that this purse is a knockoff.
Oh.
Now I don't know what to do, Janessa says. Part of me is worried that Tanisha paid hundreds of dollars for this purse thinking it was authentic and somebody ripped her off. If that happened, I feel like I should tell her so she can try to get some of her money back. But then she goes on to say, but there's another possibility that I don't even like thinking about, but what if she knew it was fake when she bought it? If that's the case, bringing it up basically forces her to admit, yeah, I bought you a knockoff, and I don't want to embarrass her or sound ungrateful, she says. It was still a birthday gift. She didn't have to give me anything. She goes, here's my dilemma, guys. What do I do? Do I tell Tanisha that I found out that the purse might be a fake and there's a chance that she was scammed? Or do I just shut up, appreciate the thought behind the gift, and never mention it? I'm going to just edit some of this out. If she knowingly bought me a knockoff and passed it off as real, is that actually a crappy thing for a friend to do? Or am I being completely ungrateful is how she ended it. We'll love to hear about this on the air. You guys are the bomb. And that's from Janessa. Sweet Janessa. So there you go. There's her dilemma. If you want to sound off, voice your opinion. 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649. Boy, oh boy.
I know.
Why did she even show it to her other friends?
I know.
Just enjoy it.
Exactly.
I blame the other friends in this instance.
Yeah, well, especially if she didn't notice anything wrong, and she was real. She seemed really happy about it at first,
I know.
So,
But, you know, it sucks if you're, like, all excited about it, and you are wearing it, like, out and about, and you do have, I mean, women love purses.
They do.
And you're out and about just completely oblivious, and then they start, like, noticing it while you're out and stuff. That's embarrassing.
Well, because here's the thing. Women who really, and people, just people in general who really know purses, they can tell from, you know, half a mile away if that's a fake or not. Because there is specific things, whether the lettering lines up. You know, a lot of these purses, I mean, they have to specifically make sure the logo isn't cut off in any way, shape, or form. So there's a lot of things that go into a high-end purse, especially when we're talking the Louis Vuitton, the Gucci, the Chanel. I mean, those are the really high-end purses. I mean, Coach and, you know, Tory Burch and those things, those are nice as well. But if we're talking high-end, like thousands of dollars,
those would,
like,
be really
those ones
about.
Like the stitching is so perfect that just the littlest bit, and not only that, but inside there's a serial number and everything that you can look at, so there's some legitimate
keep
trying. There's some real stuff
that you gotta be aware of
when it comes to the purses. It really is.
My thing though too is, like, say her longtime friend here did buy this for her and she did get scammed. Like, I think I would be in that situation where I'm like, what if she didn't know and she paid a lot of money for this? Like, I wanted her to try to get her money back or something.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, she could have bought this on Facebook Marketplace.
And that's where it's hard, because it's like, yeah, if your friend got duped, I know you would feel for them and you'd want them to, you know, make that right. But it's like, how, like, can you make it right? Is it worth embarrassing your friend to
how do you go about
up?
Asking
I kind of want her to embarrass her friend. Hey,
how do you even go about
it? Tanisha, why'd you do this to me? You suck.
Oh, you bought me a gift. How dare you?
Yeah. Like, you're the worst. This is fake.
Kinda,
I hate you.
Like, I
then
don't
it'll
know.
Be a second show wants to know dilemma.
Like, I got in a fight with my friend.
Okay, so listen, I would love to talk to people. Ladies, I know you got your purses. I know you do. My wife's got a closet full of these unnecessarily expensive purses. We want your thoughts. We want your comments. If you found out that your bestie gave you a knockoff purse, would you be pissed? Would you point it out to her? Would you help her get her money back? all sorts of scenarios.
It's the same sound I make when I open up my brand new coach purse and smell all that nice new leather.
It does smell good.
Oh, I know.
It sure does. That's part of it.
I'm not going to lie. When I give those purses as gifts to Knick Knack, it is kind of like a special unboxing for those. Like when you open the box. And
because everything's pretty.
Tissue presentation. Yeah. It's like in the purse is in its own bag. It's like in a cloth bag.
It's called the dust bag, just so you know.
The dust bag. Thank you. Your mom's a dust bag. And then like the special. I even caught myself off guard with that one. Sorry, I'm apologize to your mother. The foam that is wrapped around them,
And then you have a video unboxing it. It's a whole thing.
ASMR all day.
It's a
long.
Big deal.
All right, so Janessa wrote in. She got a gift from her friend Tanisha. It was a coach purse. She looked it up, and it was an expensive purse, but her other friends are like, this is a fake. And she's like, what do I do? Just be quiet about this, or should I let Tanisha know that she might have been ripped off? That's today's Show Wants to Know dilemma. Easily 25 women piped in on the text line. Katie, you got anything you want to read?
Yeah, this one from Christine says, I would say who cares about the purse being fake? She probably still spent $50. It's not that big of a deal. I would leave it alone, not tell your friend, as she probably already knows it was a fake purse. I like this one as well. Don't embarrass the friend. People gift because they want to, because it comes from a genuine place most of the time. Not to have it listen and we don't judge type of scenario reciprocate. Back to them post gift. So they say not worth the emotional stirring. And I agree with these. I think that, you know, we don't know how much she paid for the purse. So I think that in itself, she may already know. She's like, yeah, I got a good deal on it. What?
A lot of ladies writing in saying, if you do bring it up, make sure it's 100% fake first, because that is going to lead to a very awkward scenario if it's real. So make sure it's 100%
fake. Yeah, that's a good point.
And a lot of them are saying a gift is still a gift. Just enjoy it. And then here is my take on it. I would say shut up, enjoy it. The general public, 99% of people walking around are not going to know that this thing is fake.
Yeah.
They're just going to be like, damn, that's a nice purse. You classy, right?
Yeah.
The only people that are going to know that it's fake is the four or five friends that you already showed it to. Don't wear it around them.
Yeah.
Just don't wear it around them, whatever. But then continue to rock it everywhere else.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Wear it in front of your friend who gave it to you to show it off in front of them a little bit if you're that worried about the fake part. But yeah, I think there's a lot of ways that you can get around it, not hurt anybody's feelings. Because I think,
Throw it up on Facebook Marketplace.
Hey,
scam somebody else, for goodness sakes.
Go make some money.
That'd be somebody else's problem.